The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Well, thank you for joining us today. I believe you're really going to enjoy the program. Let me start with a question. If stress was a virus, do you think you have it? Probably a lot of people watching today say, yes, I've got that really bad. You know, I love Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will ease, relieve, and refresh your souls." Thankfully, Jesus did not say, "Come to me, and I will give you so much to do that you will be overloaded, stressed out, and frustrated every day of your life." We have some friends with us today that want to talk about stress and being overloaded from their point of view, and I believe that it's going to really help you today. Well, Pastor Jeff from Family Church, a great friend of ours, and a couple of my children, you're their pastors, and been a good friend to us for a long time, and Family Church is right here in St. Louis, and we're proud to have it here.
Thank you.
And so thank you for being with us.
Great to be here.
And Ginger, our chief media officer here at the ministry. You already know Ginger. She's on the program a lot. And my daughter, Sandra, who is a wife, a mom, an author, has a blog that you do or a Facebook ministry that you do. And we're happy to have you here. And I know that you've had some stress issues in your life that you've worked to overcome. So I want to just start with Ginger, because Ginger has a really fresh example of stress. She just got back from an overseas missions trip. And, you know, we work hard on those trips when we go.
We do, yeah.
And nothing went right with your flights. So just tell us a little bit about it, and then I want you to tell us when you feel like that. So you had to go ahead and come to work today. And so, and you just look so great.
You're very kind.
You look happy, friendly. I want to know, how do you stay nice when you're overlooked?
So you should ask the crew that I travel with. They can probably give you a whole different story. But yeah, so we got back late last night from an overseas trip where we were in Europe working with refugees there, and you could not have picked a better day to talk about stress and overload. Yeah. You did so well, Joyce.
Thank you.
Because travel is stressful for one thing, and what we do, as much as we love it, can be very stressful. It's hard to see such desperation and such hurt in people's lives and not take on their stress as your own.
That's right.
Because, you know, our heart breaks with them, so that's very stressful. And then on the way home, all you want to do is get home. And the first, so we start at 4 o'clock in the morning or something to make this trip, and the first message you get is that your flight has been delayed enough to make you miss your next flight home. And then this other airline tells us that we can't take luggage. I'm not sure how that happened.
How does that work?
I don't know, but we got that worked out. Anyway, it's just one thing after another, and trying to stay nice in a situation like that is not easy, because you're tired and you just want to get home, and so you pray a lot, and it's always different, you know? Sometimes I do really well, and sometimes I fail, and it's not so good. So getting home last night and then coming in to share on stress today.
So now you had six people on the trip.
Yes.
And you said something interesting, that all six of you respond to stress and overload in a little bit of a different way. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's really interesting dynamics with all of us on the trip, because I want to talk about things. You know, when we see things that are going on, and I just, you know, let's talk about this, and I want to talk, and everybody wants to talk a little bit, but there comes a point that many people are like, I don't want to talk about this anymore, you know, because it's emotional, it's hard stuff to talk about, and we all deal with things differently, that sometimes you get more stressed by talking about it, while other people relieve their stress by talking about it. Some people get more quiet and need more alone time, and I'm one of those that I want to be with other people to work things out. And so we have to learn to respect each other's stress boundaries.
Yeah.
And there are times when, you know, people can just see stress on your face or and know, I'm sure mm-hmm. everyone who works with me knows that there are times I need to just stay away from her right now.
Yeah,
right. Sometimes the best way to handle stress is to stay away from all people you care about.
When I asked earlier, I asked Ginger, how do you stay nice when you feel overloaded and stressed out? One of her employees piped up and said she works from home.
That's awesome. Best that way not to do anything you regret.
I thought that was a great idea. Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, Pastor Jeff, yeah. I know that you had quite a situation happen to you in the ocean, of all things. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it was a few about your viewers that are going in for surgery, that God would give wisdom to the doctor.
Yeah. Now, it was night, right?
This time it was in the day. I've had a couple of these, but...
why do you go on boats?
Well, there are a lot of testimonies in the Bible.
That's another whole story.
Yeah, so... Fortunately, the captain's name was Pete. He was a praying man as well, and I prayed to the Father in the name of Jesus that God would give Pete wisdom. Mm-hmm. And Joyce, he went straight out into the open sea and didn't zigzag or anything. He found me a mile and a half offshore. It was a real miracle.
Wow.
And I pray that people understand that God is that responsive.
Yes. Yeah.
You've been super candid about the episodes of your life.
Right.
That's what I love is... You know, you and Dave are real, and this is real for you. You know, this isn't just technical religious stuff. This is a Savior who showed up for me in that boat. And the Lord is the Prince of Peace, and He can help us, and He does know how to lead us. And
Absolutely.
We can listen to Him. We can hear from Him.
Amen. And to go to Him.
Yes.
Come unto me. I know that you've recently found something that will help you, and it has to do with eating.
Yep.
Everybody likes to talk about eating,
yep.
So tell us about that.
Well, I react very poorly to sugar, eating desserts, but I really like desserts, like sugar. And so, I used to be even more addicted to it. You know, when Steve and I first got married, I've been married for almost 25 years now, I would literally get in the car, because I lived on sugar back then, practically. I'd get in the car, put my seat back, and sleep. Anytime he drove anywhere, that's how tired I was. It was like I was a zombie all the time.
and you felt bad a lot.
Oh, I did.
And stomach problems and
right.
different things.
And then I remember one, just sometime in that span of time, God just had me go off sugar. It was like a whole year I went off sugar, and I felt awesome. So I knew the difference. So I never did eat as much sugar after that as I... you know, had before. But still, I just react so bad to desserts and sugar that this past year, like, I was at the church, actually. So we go to St. Louis Family Church. And December 31st on our New Year's Eve, you know, praying the New Year service. And the Lord was, I feel, speaking to my heart saying, I'm going to ask you to leave some baggage behind this year. And you got up, Pastor Jeff. I haven't even told Pastor Jeff this yet. And said... God's asking us to leave some baggage behind this year.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, okay, you didn't really say that, did you? Because that means, you know,
right.
I knew what that baggage was for me. And I just knew that I needed to because it affects me physically. I mean, I'm just like,
yeah.
It affects me mentally, makes me sluggish, you know, real mentally sluggish. It affects me emotionally, definitely. I mean, even to the point where I can have fits of temper, you know, mm-hmm. especially because I struggle with low blood sugar. And so mm-hmm. the reason I crave that sugar sometimes is because of the low blood sugar. But really, I've learned that really if I just eat good, healthy meals throughout the day, that helps that so much. And it even affects me spiritually because I cannot be as spiritually perceptive to the leading of the Holy Spirit when I feel like that, of course. Mm-hmm. And so I've been off sugar. All year, it's been totally God's grace, and I thank Him so much, and I just feel so great. I have not had one time, where I've been like feeling
That's
that
awesome.
Just drugged out feeling,
awesome.
You know.
It is amazing how our physical, how we feel affects our stress levels,
yes.
and how our stress levels affect how we feel. Our diet, our stress, all of that goes together. And when we're weaker is when we feel more stress is when we want that sugar, you know,
right.
is when we want all those
That's
things
right.
to make us feel better, and yet we reach for the wrong thing,
right.
which makes us feel more stressed.
I think the thing we have to do that I came to, thankfully, several years ago is like, either peace is going to be a priority in my life, mm-hmm. or it's not. And if we don't make it a priority, then there's always going to be something to steal it. And I remember praying for so many years for God to change this circumstance and that circumstance and this person and that person so I could be peaceful. And he finally showed me, you have to change.
Yeah. You don't have control over all of that.
Yeah, you can't wait for everybody else to change. And as far as the world's concerned, I mean, I'm not trying to be negative, but if conditions could get worse, not better. So we have to first make our mind up that we are going to have peace. And then what happens is you start looking for your stressors. You start looking for the things that stress you out. And then you have to be bold enough to start eliminating those things for you. You found out sugar. Mm-hmm. You know, Dave, your dad, my husband, he's had to do the same thing with sugar, and he's not diabetic, but he's apparently sensitive to sugar. And years ago, he found out that caffeine was making him real jittery inside, so he got off that. And Dave is such a peaceful guy. He can't stand to be jittery about anything, you know. I might be that way all the time and love to. He's like, I cannot stand that feeling. Mm-hmm. Well, then he kind of got to the point where sugar was doing the same thing to him. And so he's had to just stop eating anything, I mean anything, that has any sugar in it. So I guess the point is how much are we going to value peace? Yeah. And what are we willing to change in our life? See, I believe that God will help us get enough stress out of our life. Nobody's going to live without stress, but to get enough stress out of our life that we can have really good lives, enjoy our life, and not be burned out all the time. But you need to ask God, what are my stressors?
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
And then be willing to change it. I was crabbing one time, thought, you know, praying crabbing. And, oh, God, you know, it's just, you know, my schedule is ridiculous. How can I be expected to do all this? And I mean, so clearly God spoke to my heart and he said, you made your schedule. If you don't like it, change it.
That's great. Yeah.
And see, that's the truth. It's like we do a lot of this to
ourselves.
Ourselves.
Absolutely, yeah.
To ourselves.
That's so good. Because for me, I can tend to be almost a stress junkie. I mean,
it's addictive.
Because, you know, it's kind of, there's nothing in my life that stresses me right now that I want to take out of it. You know, I love my work. I love my family. I love trying to spend time with everything that I need to do. And deadlines are just a part of my work and what I do. And I love all that. But you get to a point where you have to realize your limitations, because if I don't, my body will. Mm-hmm. God loves me enough also at some point to just make you hit the wall and lay you down until you have to realize I need to change some things.
Right.
So being able to look at your life and yourself in a different way so that you can say not what's bad in your life, but what are the key things that God really wants me to focus on. Spending time with him changes so much. And it's not even just that, you know, 2 hours a day in concentrated Bible study time. It's spending time throughout the day.
In all your ways, acknowledging
exactly
him.
Yeah. Noticing, being gracious, sharing gratitude with him, talking through everything with him throughout the day. And when I find myself too busy and I'm pulling away from that, that's when I really get in trouble.
Wow. Sandy, we want to go back to you, and I know that that you've had issues in your life with perfectionism, and that can be extremely stressful for a person. And it can also be stressful on the people that you're in relationship with.
Right.
Because it can place a lot of demands on other people. And thankfully, you're free from that now, and that's wonderful.
Right.
So if you want to talk about that a little bit, talk about that.
Well, I can say this. My husband didn't know what to expect for about the first 20 years of our marriage when he came in the door at night. He didn't know what he was going to get. And thank God he stayed and was patient with me. You know, he couldn't even confront me on the issue because I felt so bad about myself. I was under a lot of guilt and condemnation. And that's stressful.
Yeah, exactly.
And so he could not confront me on the issue. He tried to several times in 20 years, which is very patient.
Yeah, right.
And, but I mean, I just was like, well, you don't see all the good I do. You don't see how much I do.
And
right.
You don't know how, you don't understand everything I have to do.
Defensive, you know, we just have a whole new marriage now, I'll tell
you.
That's
and awesome.
Because God just showed me that I was living by trying to work for his love.
Right.
That was stressful, you
right.
know, instead of understanding that he loves me.
Right.
I mean, he could not love me anymore. I cannot talk about this without crying. I can never talk about this without crying because it has absolutely revolutionized my life.
Right. Yeah.
And it has been this way now for 4 years. And my kids, you know, they had to live with me putting laws and rules on them all the time. Always had to find a rule for something. But now it's different because I understand the riches, and I'm growing to understand more, the riches of God's grace and how much he loves me. And it has just changed everything. And I'm so thankful for that. And it doesn't mean that I'm perfect.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that I never get in stress and that I live in perfect peace. But it's a lot different than it used
yeah.
to be before. And it's just really one thing I wanted to bring up that has just helped me so much with stress is to realize that it's not all about me. It's
yeah.
all about Jesus.
That's right.
That has just transformed me so much. Even recently, you know, within the last few weeks, I've got one of the worst breakouts on my skin. I've dealt with,
yeah.
you know, acne. We have some funny stories we
oh
can
my
actually
gosh.
Tell. Acne, you know, over the years. And it used to really, really bother me. But I just in the last few weeks, and I don't even know if anybody will be able to see it now. It's probably maybe mostly
I don't see
cleared
it.
Up.
Nope.
But that would have been something that would have really bothered me coming on this show. But I mean, I could care less. It's like, it's not all about me. It's about, I'm not here to point people to me. I'm here to point people to Jesus. And that has set me in a place of rest like you would not believe.
That's it's so good. Really yeah, it changes great. Your perspective on everything.
Something that I want to really recommend is that our viewers learn to recognize the initial signs
yes.
of stress.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've learned that it's much easier to not let myself get angry mm-hmm. than it is to be in the middle of a raging temper fit and then try to come down from that.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, you know, just don't go there. You know, I've been there, done that, lived running around that mountain for most of my life. Just, you know, if I'm in a conversation that doesn't seem to be going well, do I have to give my opinion one more time? Do I have to have the last word? Will it be the end of the world if I let somebody think they're right when I'm pretty sure that they're wrong?
That's a good
you
one.
Know,
yeah.
Do I have to get into that? Is it really my business to get into that? And I've even found in my own thinking, you know, sometimes I can just have an opinion about everything, and I will say to myself, Joyce, it's really none of your business. I mean, if I'm where I can, sometimes I'll just say it out loud. It's none of your business. What they do is none of your business. You got enough business of your own to pay attention to. Mm. And so there's all kinds of practical ways that you can alleviate stress in your life. So, Pastor, we like to have a pastor on these panel shows. A lot of people maybe don't even have a pastor. And from a pastoral point of view, would you tell our viewers some things that you could recommend that if they feel today like you just don't understand, I've got all this stress in my life, maybe it's illness, maybe it's the, you know, financial stress, whatever it is, what would you recommend? If you were going to give a few minutes of counsel, what would you tell somebody in that condition?
I would encourage them to understand and comprehend God in the terms that Jesus presented him as a father.
Mm-hmm.
And even as I say that, some of us were dropped by our fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther said he had a hard time with this concept because his father was so harsh that mm-hmm. it was difficult for him. But nonetheless, Jesus is the exact representation of God, and he is present. The Bible says he's ever-present help in the time of need.
Right.
You asked me as a pastor, I would encourage people to do what you started this show with, which is Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. Weary means fatigued,
mm-hmm.
bent, worn out.
Right.
That a lot of us qualify for that.
Mm-hmm.
And are heavy laden, you know, just going through the motions and going through a routine. So as a pastor, I would say, you know, don't overcommit. Don't procrastinate.
Right.
try to prioritize.
Right.
And then pray about everything. Invite, right. This is the God part for me, is that he wants to be included in everything.
Help so, me, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't have to get really elaborate. It's, exactly. It's the cry of your heart, and right. He's near the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. So put away the idea that God is indifferent. He actually cared about that sugar situation and the effect it had on the marriage.
That's
he cares
good.
About those refugees, but he cares about you as you're traveling back home and integrating back into work.
That's very good.
And that's what it says, casting all of your cares, all of your burdens, all of your anxieties. You've emphasized this so much in your ministry because he cares for you.
Yeah.
And when you know that and you have confidence in that and you actually embrace that, then you will pray and you will kind of shrug it off a little bit. So
that's perfect. I feel like that is an absolutely perfect ending for this show, for you to know that God cares about you. And I don't know what kind of situation you might be in, but I know many of you feel very desperate right now. I've been like that in my life, and I know what that feels like. But God knows your situation, and he wants to help you. So just say, "Help me, Jesus," and trust him to begin to lead you and guide you and show you what to do. I want to thank all of you for being with us today. I appreciate it. And, you know, the demands of our modern life can be all-consuming, making it hard to mute the distractions around you and receive God's peace. But God wants us to have confidence that he is working on our behalf. Now, you know, I have written this book called Overload, and it is very good. I actually not only wrote it, but I read it myself. And this would be a book that I think that if you had this, and we have a study guide available, that it would help you on many different occasions in your life. I have certain books. There's actually about 5 of them that I will get out when I feel certain ways, like, you know, maybe if I feel like I need a deeper connection with God, I'll get out a book on the presence of God. Or, you know, if I feel like I need to hear from God or I'm losing my confidence that I'm not hearing from God, I've got another book that I get out that talks to me about hearing from God. I think a book like this is something that you can have and use over and over and over in many different situations in your life. And you know what I would do if I were you? I would get 2 of them simply because you have to know somebody else in your life that is overloaded and stressed out. And one of the best things that you can give them is the Word of God. Thank you so much for being with us today. I really pray the program helped you. We love you. We care about you. And God wants you to have peace.
So life is full of stress, work, money, family. But what if all that stress could just fade into the background? Well, Joyce Meyer wants to show you that it's possible in her book, Overload. Practical principles from the Bible that'll help you unplug, unwind, and unleash yourself from the pressures of stress. Listen, life's not going to change, but you can change the way you approach life.
Today, we're offering Joyce's book, Overload, and the Overload Study Guide. This chapter-by-chapter study companion will help you better understand and use the life-changing wisdom Joyce shares.
Don't focus on what might go wrong. Instead, worship God for what's going to go right.
Joyce's personal stories and God's promises will help you get a handle on stress and achieve the happiness in life that God intended. For a donation of $30 or more, call 1-800-727-9673 or visit us at joycemeyer.org. This summer, school is back in session. Ready to take your relationship with God to a whole new level? Learn more about the power of God's Word. Discover an amazing helper available to you. Joyce University is returning to enjoying everyday life through the month of August.
Man, I love telling other people what to do.
Tune in for new subjects each week, then go online for additional study material and classroom aids to help you make the grade.
You get it?
Joyce University, in 2 weeks on Enjoying Everyday Life.
I'm so happy to be part of this year's Love Life Women's Conference. Life tears at us from so many different directions, and we have so many demands on us, so many things for a woman to do. But this is an opportunity for us to get away, See what God has for us that not only is for that time, but sows into the entire future that He has set before us. God has a purpose for your life. Come, I can't wait to see you there. Let's see what God wants to do.
Thank you, friends and partners. Together, we're sharing the love of Christ around the world. To find out more, please contact us or visit us online at joycemeyer.org. Join us in partnership as we share the love of Christ around the globe.
The proceeding was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.